It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon, and you've heard the forecast. We're expecting a cold front to come through here. It's actually going to feel cooler by next week. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this free-for-all Friday afternoon. A lot to talk about, but since it's free-for-all Friday, you can talk about really whatever you want to talk about. It's an election year, so it's hard even on a free-for-all Friday to not talk about politics. But if we talk about politics, let's try and make it fun. But right now, reach over there and crank it up, because this is the moment you have been working for. All right, two big games this weekend. LSU, Ole Miss at Tiger Stadium. Ole Miss is a 3.5-point favorite. This is going to be a tough battle for LSU, because Ole Miss has been, they were disappointing. And so Ole Miss is going to have something to prove to themselves and their fans. I don't like that. I wish they just had this winning streak and LSU could maybe take them by surprise. But I think Ole Miss is going to be really PO'd going into that game. LSU can win it. They have the talent. And wouldn't that be awesome? I think the Tigers are playing really good football, and we'll have to see what happens on Saturday evening. But that's going to be a tough game for LSU, and it should be a game that really lives up to the epic rivalry that LSU and Ole Miss has been over the years. Also, the Saints and the Bucks. Now, the Bucks are a really good team, as you know, because of Hurricane Milton. The team has been in New Orleans. They have a lot of inspiration. In the same way that the Saints had inspiration when they played the Cowboys, Hurricane, God, there have been so many so recently, Hurricane Francine came through this area. And there was a lot of speculation that the Saints had an added advantage because they had this desire to represent the people who had been hurt by a storm. Well, maybe that did help the Saints, because the Saints went to Dallas and beat the hell out of the Cowboys. So the Bucks might have an added incentive to play for the people back home who have lost so much. And so I think teams feel like when their fans have collectively lost so much, they have an added incentive perhaps to give them a victory, something that would make them really, really happy. So maybe the Tampa Bay Bucks have that going for them. But not only that, the Tampa Bay Bucks, you know, once again this year are really good. And Baker Mayfield is doing a hell of a job at quarterback. So this is a good team, period. And then the Saints are without some offensive linemen. They're without some key players. not the least of which is their starting quarterback, Derek Carr. But I'm excited, and a lot of Saints fans are excited, that the Saints have named Spencer Rattler as the starting quarterback. And there's an article on our website. Does he deserve all of this this excitement? Is it justifiable? And I think it's an interesting question. And yeah, I think so. And sometimes change. You know, the Saints have not done well in the last few games. They have not done well, to say the least. The Saints have been beating themselves, essentially. So, you know, fans get a chance to anticipate a change. Now, Derek Carr was not demoted. He was injured. So he's going to be out for a couple of games. So I think Rattler provides just this this moment of excitement. This just a new reason to be excited about the Saints possibly beating the Bucs. So it should be a good game. We can talk about that this afternoon. And, I mean, do you think the Saints are going to win? And is Rattler going to have a good game? You know, he was with South Carolina just last year. He's a rookie. So I'm assuming that the Tampa Bay Bucs have had to go back, and they've had to go back and look at a lot of his college games, look at film and video. Everybody says film. We still say film. But I don't think any of it's film anymore. I think it's all video. So they're going to go back and look at video of his college years and his tendencies. The thing that I think is an exciting element about Spencer Rattler is that he can run the ball. He's kind of a running quarterback. So, again, I think that's exciting. And I think a lot of fans are going to be really excited about the game. More excited than... And I mean, I hate to say this because this is nothing negative about Jake Haener. It just seems like right now, under these circumstances, Rattler is the best choice. So we'll talk about that this afternoon as well. Let's see. What else? Yeah, we've got some we've got some politics to talk about. And, you know, this week we have spent time talking about some of the biggest lies during the campaign of 2024. And it's not just that they're lying, because, you know, all politicians lie. Politicians have lied from the beginning of time. But it's the makeup of the lies. The lies are so unbelievable that it's amazing that people believe the lies. I wrote a blog about this. It goes along with a conversation we had yesterday with a professor at Duke University who has written a book, and he deals with conspiracy theories. He deals with lies. He deals with why so many Americans are accepting these lies, these outrageous lies that, oh my God, that can't possibly be true. And yet people believe it. So we talked to him yesterday. It's a really interesting conversation. It's posted on our website, WWL.com. And you can also find it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can comment on it. In fact, I'm going to go to the Facebook page today and read some of your comments to some of the things that I have posted recently. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And you know, let's continue to talk about this misinformation about FEMA money. And it's really causing problems with Americans. There's a story of a guy, and he's telling the story, I think it's his father-in-law. His father-in-law is refusing FEMA money because he's been convinced by Trump and Republicans. He's been convinced that if he does this, FEMA is going to ultimately take his property. And that's not true. It's not going to happen. But this guy's refusing FEMA money because he's afraid. And why is he afraid? He's afraid because of a ridiculous lie. So this is impacting people who are gullible, impacting people who are easily frightened, impacting people who are, you know, kind of just cowering around their belongings at home, and they're scared about who's coming to the door. They're scared in general. So we can talk about that. There's been some criticism of Bob Costas, NBC sports icon for many, many years. Bob Costas is really a real lover of baseball. And there's some criticism that he is not being fair, that he was not fair in a playoff game between the Yankees and the Royals. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, I didn't see it last night. I didn't watch the end of the game, but I watched much of Thursday Night Football last night. And Al Michaels is being criticized because he just didn't seem to be interested in the game. And we'll talk about that as well. The point is, announcers can be very biased, and you and I hear it. And it shouldn't be that way, but it is. Now, when you've got a situation like, you know, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, or any situation where the broadcast team is the broadcast team of the team, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister are the broadcast team of the New Orleans Saints. Well, they can be biased. They're expected to be biased. They're expected to be pro-Saints. But these announcers that are national announcers doing games, they show their bias all the time. And, you know, maybe we can talk about some of the best broadcasting teams. You know, Tom Brady is now in the booth. And I've heard Tom Brady, in fact, he did a Saints game. I heard Tom Brady do the game. And Tom Brady's knowledge of the game is impeccable. It's incredible. But Tom Brady didn't have a lot of personality. Now, I know a lot of you, just from his playing days, you don't like Tony Romo. But I think Tony Romo, as a color analyst, I think he does a really good job in the booth. So we can talk about that. Be thinking about your favorite broadcast team. And, you know, there are only a few that are together all the time. Sometimes it's just a mixture of different people, different times, but we can talk about some of that this afternoon. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunor Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It is free for all Friday. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. Ian Hoke is our senior producer back at the station in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. How are you?
Good. It's Friday. Free
yeah,
for
it's
all Friday.
Friday
here
yeah,
already.
It's free for all Friday, baby.
I'm ready. Got some great bumper music planned.
Yeah, I see that.
Get us all up and excited.
Hey, man, I was messaging my girlfriend on Instagram earlier, and I typed in a little comment, and then it's got this little button, this little AI button, and then it gives you all these options to, like, make it funnier, make your text funnier, or make it more supportive. And I think this is really sad and weird. Like, I guess this particular interaction that I had with AI technology this morning really made me sad. Like, everybody's just going to be relying on AI to make their texts funnier now? Nobody wanted that.
No, and so, you know, if somebody turns out to be funny, maybe it's not them, maybe it's AI.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that we get to the point where it's just obvious that something is AI and not human-generated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, I don't want everybody to be creative. I don't want everybody to be to sound smart and funny. I don't want people to use AI to make up for their own incompetence or to make up for their own lack of talent or lack of ability to be creative. And that's what is going to happen to some degree.
Yeah, right now it's easy to spot, but I think, you know, in another couple of years, it won't be. And nobody will be creative and nobody will be smart and nobody will be articulate. And, you know, I'll just wait for the planet ending comet to get here a little sooner.
Well, I still hope that we're able to distinguish between human generation and AI generation.
Put me in the Matrix already. Put me in the little red bathtub with all the jello and turn me into a battery. I don't want this.
No. Yeah, I don't want this either. But, you know, Ian, I think I think the more AI comes into play, the greater the need will be for humanity, for mm-hmm. human touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, I read a series of books, Megatrends. The first book was Megatrends, written by John Nesbitt. In fact, I interviewed him after these books were written when I was on WWL in the early 90s. And John Nesbitt wrote these books called Megatrends. It's Megatrends, Megatrends 2000, and then Megatrends for Women. And one of the things that he theorized about was that the more technology that takes over our lives, the greater the need for high touch, high tech, high touch. Mm. The greater the need for the human element. And one of the examples that he gave was at the time, this is when hospitals were doing birthing rooms look more like a room at home instead of a hospital room. So you've got all this high tech stuff, and then there's going to be the need for high touch, some kind of human element involved. And, you know, I thought that was an interesting theory. And over the years, I've seen that in play. And so I'm hoping that as AI comes into our lives and technology comes into our lives even more, that there's going to be more of a need for the human touch.
Yeah, you know, I like the way you articulate that. I wish I was as hopeful as you, because especially we're having this conversation now in the shadow of the conversation you just set up about where truth is broken. Reality is broken because there's tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people in this country, to say nothing of people around the world, that cannot tell the difference between fact and fiction. Not only can they not tell the difference, they do not want to.
Correct.
And that is some dark ages stuff, man. Yeah. I mean, this is like throw the astronomer in jail kind of thinking. And now it's here with us, right here in the 21st century. At the same time, we now have artificial intelligence that's sort of doing the heavy lifting in these other ways. And it doesn't make me feel great.
No, it shouldn't. And, you know, we had a great conversation about this yesterday, and that conversation with this professor from Duke is posted on our website, wwl.com. There's a blog. I wrote a blog that leads up, that kind of sets it up. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it, and I will read some of your comments from the Facebook page a little bit later in the show. But it's all about why people are believing these lies, and it's just ridiculous lies. And he brought up some really, really interesting, enlightening points about that. It's interesting to understand that. Before we get to the first break on this Free for All Friday, let's get to a couple of text messages.
Somebody wants you to stop saying Old Miss. It's Ole Miss.
I know it's Ole Miss.
Okay.
Am I saying Old Miss?
I don't know.
Does it sound like Old Miss? I mean, in my mind, I know it's old.
You know it's old.
L-E. It's Ole Miss. But listen to the difference. Old. If I articulate it, Old Miss, or if I just say Old Miss, Ole Miss and Old Miss, I mean, I'm not really saying Old Miss. I'm sorry if it sounds that way.
I mean, if I don't know. If I'm saying Old Miss, I don't know if I'm talking about the university or my ex-wife. Here's a text that says, can we talk about the fact that Travis Kelce insulted New Orleans food? He's dead to me.
What did he say?
I don't know. I didn't hear about this. What did Travis Kelce say about New Orleans food?
Yeah,
he didn't like it.
That.
But this will happen occasionally where an athlete will say something about New Orleans that sticks in our craw. We got to figure out what Travis Kelce said, because I was okay with him. But if he's got an issue with our food, not liking it. A lot of people are texting in asking what's happening on I-10 West. And I know you texted me earlier asking about that. I did not ever find an answer. And I wonder if you did, because a lot of people are wondering.
I did not find out. Is somebody important in town? Because I went to International Foods this morning, made a run over to International Foods, and I'll talk more about that later. But when I was trying to get back and get back on the interstate to come back to West End, the interstate was blocked. It was blocked. You could not get on the interstate heading into the city. And I don't know why it was blocked. Does anybody know who's in town or why it's blocked or what's going on?
They probably brought in one of those weather control machines on like a big flatbed trailer, and they didn't want people to get a look at that.
Maybe, or maybe it was in another city, and maybe they're moving it to another location, and they have to use the I-10 through New Orleans to move it.
Yeah. And I'll leave you with this one. Bobby is a UPS man. He says there's about 25 of us always listening in Metairie and Kenner, and they want to hear the Lumberjack song from Monty Python. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. We're called 97.
I have a vague memory of that.
Yeah, that's quite a throwback, but I don't know. You know, we don't usually grant musical requests like this, but that's very specific, and it's Friday, so...
25 UPS guys want to hear it, we'll play it.
That's what they say. Well, you know, we don't have to do it right now, but maybe a little bit later.
We can do it coming out of the next break.
Perfect.
We can do it coming out of this break.
All right, let's go.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Ian's going to look up the Lumberjack song. You guys request it. We're going to play it for you. And really, we thank all of the UPS drivers and everybody who's out there, especially those of you who are driving around on a regular basis. Thank you for making us part of your day. And thanks for being with us. And we love being with you. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This is the day in 1975, Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And I want to share with you some of the comments on Saturday Night Live, some of the jokes that they made about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And I know you think that they're so liberal that they would always protect these people, but that's not true. Man, they're after the joke, and they're making fun of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, too. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, all right, here's the lumberjack song for the UPS drivers listening to our show. Wow. But drag queens, cross-dressers, lumberjacks, cross-dressers, that just doesn't seem to fit, does it?
I would party with this guy.
Apparently, Ian and I are the only people that don't know that so J.D. Vance is in town, dude, for a fundraiser. It was in the noon news. I mentioned that I went to International Market earlier today. And I don't know, I was driving around, got back to my apartment to do the show, and I missed the noon news. So, you know, we don't know everything. So thank you for your text. J.D. Vance has been in town. And apparently they had to block off the interstate because they had to make room for his giant ego to come through the city. So we'll see how that goes.
He's going to a fundraising luncheon, but yeah. I don't know. They might have taken a detour to Como Furniture or something. I'm just saying.
Yeah, maybe. But you know, look, this. You know, I mean, I mean, is it too late? I mean, do they really still need money?
I mean,
Kamala
still
Harris
need money,
has brought in a lot of money fundraising recently. I guess the Trump campaign still needs it, and I guess the question is, if Trump loses, does he want that money to spend? And I don't know what all the rules are concerning campaign funds. But J.D. Vance is in town. Sorry we didn't know that. Hey, listen, some of you may also have been affected by this. The other day, Cox went out. Cox Cable and Internet. Now, I live in West End, so this is the West End Lakeview area of New Orleans. Cox went out. It took him a long time to get the service back. Last night, about 6 o'clock, cable and internet go out again. We have a call into Cox. We're waiting to hear back from them, but I want to give them a chance to tell us what's going on. Because it's really frustrating when, as a customer, I call Cox and they don't give you any information. Well, they tell you that there's a problem in your area, and they often tell you the estimate time that it's expected to be back on. And sometimes it's even sooner than the estimated time, so that's always a good thing. But what is bothersome is, you know, it's frustrating because you kind of want to know why. And as consumers, I think we have the right to know why. And I don't like that you can't talk to anybody. I don't like that they don't give just a further explanation because, I don't know, there's something about knowing that might relieve you a little bit. But just this, I mean, the weather has been perfect and suddenly cable and internet go out. And as a Cox customer, I'm really frustrated. And I know I'm not alone. And so it just seems from a PR standpoint, you know, Cox could do a better job telling us, well, what's going on? And why has it happened twice within a couple of days? And it's happening at about, you know, the same time. So frustrating. And, you know, I had to use a hotspot to watch the game last night. Because some of you missed Thursday night football. I mean, even if you have the Amazon Stick, you still couldn't see the game because you didn't have internet. So it's really frustrating, and I hope that Cox calls us and tells us what's been happening. But it's frustrating when the weather's perfect and suddenly, you know, suddenly cable and internet just go out. All right, let's go to Metairie and Tia. You're on WWL. Happy Friday, Tia.
Hey, Scoot. I just wanted to say, well, of course, we already know now that Vance is in town, but Kelsey's boyfriend, he said he ate runny jambalaya, and I think really what he ate was gumbo and didn't know the difference.
Wait, he ate jambalaya?
He said gumbo. He ate runny jambalaya, and it wasn't good.
Oh,
and I think what he really ate was gumbo.
He called it runny jambalaya?
Yeah.
Wow, runny jambalaya. You know, that might have been, it might have been gumbo. You're right. Well, you know, he's been hit in the head a lot of times. I mean, football players get hit in the head a lot. So that could be it.
Yes, he has.
All right, I appreciate that.
I listen to you and Ian, so y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Tia. Thanks for tuning in.
You know, I'll let you move on in a second, but I want to retract what I said about Kelsey and my criticism of him. If what he ate was a jambalaya that he didn't like, I've been there. It's cool. Yeah. I retract my earlier attacks on him.
Yeah, I've never seen or tasted a runny jambalaya. I've never seen anything that would qualify as a runny jambalaya. I mean, he couldn't be mistaken jambalaya for gumbo, could he?
He could. I don't know. People from around other places don't know this stuff. Hey, and I'm not out here trying to get canceled, but I'll just say it again for the record. Jambalaya is the most overrated Louisiana cuisine. It's whack.
Overrated.
Take it or leave
because
it.
It's just so.
It's just spicy
plain.
Rice,
yeah.
And maybe there's like some chicken or some sausage. And well, you can put that chicken or sausage anywhere. If I'm at a buffet or like a cookout or something, and there's 13 trays of food, and one of them is jambalaya, I'm coming away with 12 scoops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, jambalaya, and jambalaya is easy to make for a lot of people. So you know when you see a buffet set up for a lot of people, there's usually jambalaya there because, again, it's easy to make for a lot of people. I like jambalaya where the rice is kind of sticky and it's, you know, it's all kind of together, kind of lumpy there together. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, I guess you can't expect too much out of it. It's jambalaya. I like jambalaya with a lot of shrimp in it and not a lot of chicken. Everybody has their favorite. And again, just like gumbo, no two jambalayas are the same. Let's go to Charles in Baton Rouge. Charles, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. It's nice to talk to you again. You guys are doing A number one work as usual, and Ian usually manages to touch my depression button every time he says, why are these people doing what they're doing? Because I've been tumbling with that question for the last 8 years. What are these people thinking, and why can't they think beyond stupidity. Anyway, I had a number of things I want to talk to you, but you brought up Cox, which I have just been dealing with them for the past 3 weeks.
What's
about
the problem?
My phone, which I'm speaking to you from now. I have Cox phone, which is my home base phone, not a cell phone, but a home base plug in the wall to the Cox system phone. And my wife's doctor called me 3 weeks ago and had some information she wanted to give me and some responses to those questions. But she could not hear me because the phone did not work. It was just garbled on her end. I could hear her perfectly, but she could not hear one word. And then began the adventure, which resulted in 4 visits to my house. The last one was today, in which they all the wire from the telephone pole to the house, from the house into the house, plugged it into the modem, did all the magic stuff and checking. And I'm on this phone now, and if I start breaking up, I will be calling them again or trying to. I couldn't get them on their phone. 615-1000 is the Cox number you call to get the beepers. Press 1 for this, press 2 for that. It couldn't read the presses of the button. It couldn't read when I said 1. It couldn't read when I said yes. It couldn't read the button. I've been dealing this for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So consider yourself lucky to be without TV. I also have a backup hotspot for emergencies. And I also have cell phones with another company, T-Mobile, who I've been with for 26 years on a pay-by-day plan, which has cost me $100 a year to have emergency phone 24/7 on a fairly reliable carrier.
Cool.
So anyway, Cox is not my favorite people at this time, but they did fix it apparently because you haven't said I can't hear you.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you fine. So hopefully it's a fix this time. But yeah, these cable outages in my area with Cox, these just random. I mean, the weather's perfect, and just all of a sudden cable and internet go out for no apparent reason, and there's nobody to explain it. There's no recording. There's no text messages to even attempt to explain it, and that's very frustrating for consumers. So we're trying to get a hold of them. I'd like for them to come on and tell us what's going on. I don't know if they want to, but I think it would be in their best interest to satisfy the customers, because there are growing options to Cox Cable, and a lot of people are deciding, I'm not going to deal with this frustration anymore.
I told that to every repairman that came. I said, please tell your supervisor. They simply need to get one of their six-figure guys sitting at a desk behind a computer who works in, quote, customer service, to figure out a way to send me a text message that we're having trouble with the phone. It's just the phone. My internet was perfect. I had no problems with my internet for those 3 weeks. It was just my ability to call out. I couldn't call the pharmacy to get prescriptions refilled. I could on a cell phone, but not on the phone I'm paying for. They sent a supervisor. Last visit, they sent a guy who made him climb the pole and restring the wire, and a supervisor, nice guy. He married the daughter of somebody I worked with a long time ago when I was working in mental health. And nice guy. So I assumed he wouldn't let his daughter marry somebody who wasn't a nice guy. I said, next time you have a team meeting, and I know they have team meetings with supervisors about what's going on, you tell them this customer, give them my name, give them my phone number, has suggested that maybe when they have an outage, and I said, I've been on the internet since 1985, so I know about equipment failures. I've listened through your equipment failure with your phone service. I know how that stuff just goes haywire and it takes a while to get fixed. But if I know it's going to take a while to fix it, I can make alternate plans and I'm okay.
Yeah.
But
Charles,
not knowing and not being able to talk to them, I couldn't get through to them on the phone I was paying for.
That's very, very frustrating. I got to get you a break, Charles. I appreciate you sharing your frustration. I know it always feels a little better to deal with those frustrations. Hey, listen, the Saints are back in town. All right, the boys are back in town. The Saints, we'll talk about this this afternoon. Saints and the Bucks, and Spencer Rattler, starting quarterback for the Saints, I think adds an exciting element. I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be right back on WWL. It is Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Yeah, some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page coming up. The last thing that was posted was a blog, and it's a blog that leads up to a conversation we had on the air yesterday with a professor about why so many Americans are willing to believe such ridiculous, blatant lies that we all know are not true. Why are people believing these lies? You know, again, all of that is at WWL.com, our website, and also Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Let's go to James and Harvey. James, welcome to the show, and happy Friday.
It's good to hear you, brother. Can you hear me? Because I'm in my car. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. First, I want to talk about telling the truth. Even when our ex-president was president, he told the truth. He obfuscated that. I mean, for one fact, he said black unemployment rate, he lowered it to the lowest rate in history, which is absolutely true. But as a black man, I've looked at those numbers. And in New Orleans, it's never hit less than double digits for generally black individuals. And for the black men he's courting, it's never gotten below 5% for the best employable people for whatever age group. When black unemployment can get to the national average or better, then I'll consider voting for him. Because the way I look at it, a lot of which supporters do you think are DEI? Because he doesn't say it a lot, but I want to redefine DEI. DEI are those that are willing to definitely entertain ignorance. That's my comment for this week.
All right, James, a profound comment. All right, let's go to the Ninth Ward. Nolan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, just wanted to say that I think Thursday night must have been a rough night for you, bro. I really feel sorry for you. You know why?
Why?
Because there was no cocks available.
Yeah, well, I know. You know, it was a tough night without Cox Cable. Yes, indeed it was. I get the joke. Nolan, I appreciate the call, but of course you know that's ridiculous.
Well,
the only thing I don't care about Cox, the only thing I care about is Cox Cable. And yeah, it didn't happen again last night. And it went out the other day. And again last night for no reason. Perfect weather. Why? And it's frustrating for consumers because we don't know why. Linda is in New Orleans East. Happy Friday, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I think Kelsey had shrimp Creole rather than gumbo.
What, you think what?
I think Kelsey had shrimp Creole.
Shrimp Creole, maybe that was it. Shrimp Creole it's not jambalaya. He said he had some runny, he said he had runny jambalaya. But
no, that
was
shrimp Creole.
I love shrimp Creole. It's pretty good. I don't know why anybody would complain about shrimp Creole. I guess if you thought it was gumbo and it wasn't, I don't know. But I've never heard of anybody consuming anything that was considered runny gumbo. So it must have been something else. But I mean, would he not know that it was something else? Does he not know what jambalaya is?
Well, the way he described it was runny jambalaya. So that was a cross between shrimp Creole.
You know, that's true. You know, because they pour the shrimp Creole over rice. So if you, I guess it would look like runny gumbo. All right, Linda, that's an interesting thing. If anybody knows for sure what Travis Kelce said about our food, some people are criticizing him because he apparently said something about our food. I would love to hear about it. All right, Sunday, Saints, Caesar Superdome. Are you going to be there? And if you're going to be there, make some noise. This is a huge game for the Saints. If they can turn this around and win this game, they can turn things around and win this game, that's going to be awesome. I hope Spencer Rattler just does a great job. I mean, we all do, because he's going to be our quarterback. I hope he does such a great job that there's a quarterback controversy, at least in the minds of the fans, when Derek Carr is ready to come back. And I'm hoping that he does that great of a job, because if he's doing that great of a job, and chances are the Saints are winning. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Okay. Happy birthday today to Cardi B. Cardi B, 32 years old. You know, as outrageous as, at times, disgusting as Cardi B can be, you know, many people thought that same thing of Madonna when she was reaching certain points in her career. And I know that it's different, but when you consider what Madonna did in the context of those times, I'm not sure that Madonna was any racier than Cardi B is today. And it's really easy for people to judge things out of the context of the times, but you know, Cardi B is just filling that role that somebody has always filled in our society where, you know, they're really the bad girl. But Cardi B, 32 years old today. Misinformation from Trump and his followers is hurting Americans. But it seems like the lie is more important than helping people. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I've Scoot. We're coming back on WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.